This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Ouch. On the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, getting involved, getting engaged. You need to be involved. You need to be engaged. Look, I don't have all the answers. You don't have all the answers. I know some of you like to believe you do. But again, as I say, you don't. The way you get involved, the way you get informed, I should say, Not just involved, but informed, is to tune into shows like this one. You know, maybe you have, I prefer you do this one, obviously, but maybe, you know, you have another favorite, I can't imagine. But tune in and get informed. Listen to the people that they bring on. Right? You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And let me know what it is, who you want me to bring on, and the topic you want to discuss. So Gerard Lemire is going to join us after the break. He's been on the show, Dr. Gerard's been on the show a million times. And he wants to talk about the Democrats' strategy to defeat Trump. I mean, really, everything's falling apart, right? The Mueller investigation is falling apart. I mean, they are like scrounging in the dark for anything, any little morsel, anything they get their hands on to try to blow up. And the funny thing about it is they haven't figured out yet, they keep blowing them up. They have cried wolf so much on this guy, on President Trump, that it really doesn't matter. Nobody believed. We did the story last week. What is it? 68% of the public doesn't really believe definitely doesn't, not kind of sort of doesn't, but definitely doesn't believe the news when they reported on nasties on Trump. So this is a great story. Producer Cody found this one. This is great. A son defends parents caught in a college admission scandal while smoking a blunt. Maybe this is why Gregory and Marsha Abbott allegedly bought their daughter's way into college. Their rapper son Malcolm popped out of the family's Park Avenue building to smoke a giant blunt while defending his parents and bragging about his latest CD. "They're blowing this whole thing out of proportion," said Malcolm. Outside the home that overlooks his Metropolitan Museum of Art, he said, "I believe that everyone has a right to go to college, man." Yeah, but if you believe that, right, why would they have to pay off somebody to get your sister to go there? Couldn't your sister pass the test? So does everyone have a right to college, even if they're a flaming moron and they can't pass the test? I mean, if you were just graduated from grade to grade to grade to grade to grade to get you out, should you still be allowed to go to college so you could slow everybody else down? In between sucking on a blunt, Malcolm, whose father is the founder of the food and beverage distributor International Dispensing Corp., admitted, "I don't go to college. No, because I'm a rapper. And I live in my parents' apartment. That's how good I'm doing." The toker, who sported a ponytail, raps under the name of Billa, then shamelessly plugged the music, "Hey, check out my CD, Cheese and Crackers." You know, I love these guys. You know, No, Daddy's got money. Never mind. He said he has a 2018 five-track record that includes a song titled If I Lost My Money. You know, it's easy for you to say that because you've never been in that situation. But some of you spoiled brats have never had to ask, work for, sign up for, or any of that. To the point where, how do you know what you would do if you didn't have the money? See, what I would do, if you really want to know what you would do if you lost, I would take your money totally, everything away from you for 90 days and say you did. I mean, I wouldn't let you die. I'd let you get awful close, but I wouldn't let you die. Malcolm emerged with his brother who groused the post on Tuesday his parents got roped into by some guy who cheated them. Ooh, so now it's not his parents. They had no idea what they were doing. They actually handed over $125,000 to somebody and said, well, I hope you do well with this. His parents were accused of paying admitted mastermind William Rick Singer $125,000 to boost their struggling daughter's act and SAT scores. Now, Singer paid off an alleged crooked test proctor to inflate the girl's scores to a perfect 800 on the SAT. Why would you do a perfect 800? I mean, if you're going to cheat, make it believable. You know, 780, 791. Right? But give her perfect 800 on the SAT math exam and 710 on the literature test. On the ACT, her score was 23 out of 36, was up to nearly a perfect 35. I mean, these are the kids you see in class where the teacher goes, what did you score on your SAT again? Right, because they can't believe it. But what do you, you know, we went to this the other night. What are you teaching your kids at this point? You want to know why these kids are out of touch? Why they curl up into a ball in a corner? Why it is they can't deal with reality? Because you've always bailed them out. You've always taken care of them. It's the wrong thing to do. You're not helping them at all. Anyway, you know, I'm constantly hearing the giddiness of the left, of the Dems on the left, far left, about how they got them now. They got them now. When have they actually ever gotten them? I mean, seriously, when was the last time the Dems actually got something to stick against Trump? And I don't mean like he's a Teflon Don. I mean, they jump so fast into stuff, they really don't get the information they need to get. And they still go after him. And then it makes it, even if they have anything of truth, it makes it look like they don't. Dr. Gerard Lemire will join us after the break. He's the author of More Great News for America. A lot more. We're going to talk about the Democrat strategy to defeat Trump, the one they don't have. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own. but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No, 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 no.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate you hanging in there with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay, Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join me. Well, not going to. He's already has joined me to a big degree. And, you know, I mean, we've had him on the show, God, my God, dozens of times now. And Dr. Lomero is an author, political analyst, an expert on forecast models. He's also the author of 5 books and is popular TV host. I mean, a TV and radio guest. He's just done so much. Dr. Lamero, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. I think you have an outstanding program that's loved by quite a few people around the country.
Yeah, I'll agree with you this time. I got a whole bunch of love notes because they heard what was going on in my throat. But anyway, listen. Because I don't get you for enough time sometimes, and I want to just get right all over this, right? Now, the Mueller investigation, they've been telling us it's been wrapping up for a while. I don't know how much I believe or don't believe it. No evidence found of Russian collusion whatsoever. The Democrats now say they haven't found any. Now, they're almost like they're just scraping for anything now. So they've given up on the Mueller investigation. They're just really, truly shooting in the dark, aren't they?
Well, actually, I think it's all part of their strategy. They have a two-part strategy, and I'll go into that if you like. The first part, I call attack, investigate, and blanket the fake news with empty innuendos. And what they're doing is they're not expecting to find anything. Trump has been investigated by the Mueller team, which is a bunch of Democrats who are against them, for 2 years. They can't find anything. So they're not expecting to find one thing. What they're hoping to do, though, is by keeping it in the news and by putting out fake news stories like once a week, you know, like, oh, there's some blockbuster, you know, Cohen's going to say this, Cohen's going to say that,
know,
or somebody's
right?
going to tell us that he was corrupt or he did this, he did that. They're hoping that some of those unsourced allegations stick with the American people. You know, the American people, they hear dirt, 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 corruption, corruption, corruption. They'll think something's there. You know, it's like if there's smoke, there's fire. But there is no fire. You know, Trump hasn't done anything. He's been investigated, and they haven't found anything. And so what they're hoping is just, I think what we're going to see is every week, one blockbuster story that if we read between the lines, there's no source, no evidence, and it's just accusation, innuendo, and a lot of hot air. And I think it's going to be a lot of fake news, and I expect one per week for the next 20 months until the election.
Wow.
Because that is their strategy, is to try to basically pull down Trump's numbers. My numbers in the forecast model have him somewhere around 55% approval rating. And, of course, I differ from the polls because my forecast models are done differently than the polling folks do their polls. And I think mine are more accurate. I think he's a very popular president who's going to go on for, you know, basically winning on a landslide. I got him at over 360 electoral votes right now in the 2020 election. They're trying to do anything to cut those numbers down, and by saying something like, oh, he's corrupt, he abused power, and every week have a different story. Some people will only read the headlines. They won't read the fact that there's no source, no evidence, and it's a lot of baloney, and 2 days later it's disproven. So, you know, that's their first part of their attack, is basically a lot of fake news, a lot of innuendos, a lot of accusations, and I say one major one per week for the next 20 months.
Wow. How exciting is that?
Yeah.
I easily ignore this stuff. Okay, but explain to people, because some people still don't know the difference between modeling and polling.
Sure, happy to do it. And by the way, people who want to follow up on our conversation, my latest book from last year, More Great News for America, has several chapters on how polls are done and the problems with polls. There are a bunch of problems. And then how modeling is done, forecast modeling, and why it's better, in my opinion, and I think I have good reasons to think it's better. So polls are pretty straightforward. With polls, basically, the news organization or the polling organization calls up about 1,000 people. They try to get a representative sample of people. And then what they do is they apply those people to their underlying model of the electorate. So, for example, if you have 5% black folks in the electorate model, then you take 5 folks from your 1,000 or whatever, the same percentage. But there are a lot of problems with that. I'll give you one example. Some people take all Americans, but that doesn't give you good election results, because if you take all Americans, most Americans don't vote. Some people take registered voters as their criteria, but registered voters largely will sit home. I shouldn't say largely, a high percentage of them sit home. The best group, if you're going to do a poll, is likely voters, because those are the people who have been screened to say they usually vote, they voted in the last election, they're probably going to vote in this election. But that's just one of about 10 major problems with polls, and there are a lot of others. Now, forecast models, which is what I'm into, uses not phone calls, but instead it looks at variables in the electorate, trends of what people like, what upsets people, trends like one that I think I pioneered on, I don't know anyone had it before I did, called voter intensity. And voter intensity is if somebody tells a pollster or tells you they're going to vote for, say, Hillary Clinton, what happens in November? Do they actually vote for her? It turns out Hillary Clinton, just to use that as an example, had very low voter intensity. People would stay home for almost any reason in the book because they didn't like her that much. Donald Trump, you know what his rallies were like. Donald Trump had high voter intensity. If somebody says, I'm voting for Donald Trump, these people would walk through a hurricane to vote for him because they were so strong. I mean, they'd get up 10 hours ahead of his rally and sit outside waiting for him to come. And so that's just one variable. There are a whole lot of variables that I consider and look at in my forecast models that are just not in the polls. The polls don't include them in any way. And the polls, in my opinion, are largely using kind of models underlying their polls that are outdated. They're 2008, 2012, in my opinion, compared to the trending and the trends that are going on in the electorate, which I think I'm on top of.
All right, when we come back, what I want to hit on, tell me some of the top issues that you think are going to be real important in the 2020 election, according to your modeling. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has announced the grounding of the Boeing jets involved in the recent fatal crash of an Ethiopian flight and one in October in Indonesia.
We're going to be issuing an emergency order of prohibition to ground all flights of the 737 MAX 8 and the 737 MAX 9 and planes associated with that line.
The FAA hopes to get further information on what happened to the Ethiopian airline flight that crashed last Sunday from the data recorder and the flight voice recorder as well. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, suggested former Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker may have had conversations with President Trump about Michael Cohen's legal trouble. He said Whitaker didn't deny the conversations during a private meeting on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thank you so much for being with us, for taking time to be with us, and, you know, tuning into the show. And if you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, but you give me your email address. I send out one lousy email a week. It's really simple. I let you know who's going to be on the show, what's going on, that kind of thing. Also, if you'd rather be notified by text message. Now, I don't do that every night because you would irritate me if I did it to me every night. So I do it a couple times a week, let you know the show's coming on, who's going to be on, that kind of thing as well. Now, you can take care of that by simply texting TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. Let me bring him back with me. I always enjoy the time I have with him. Dr. Gerard Lamiro joins me. And again, you know, Doctor, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us.
Well, I love being on your show. It's really enjoyable, and I think that you do a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Hey, so you use modeling as opposed to polling, and for those of you just tuning in, if you missed it, you got to go back and get it. I'm not going to have the man repeat himself. So when you're looking at your modeling, what are some of the top political issues that Trump and others are going to have to deal with in 2020?
Well, it's interesting. Because both the Democrats and Donald Trump, President Trump, are both leaning toward making socialism the key issue. And that's unusual that both sides want to do that. Trump sees socialism as the ultimate weapon to beat the Democrats over the head with their stupid policies. Because, you know, for example, AOC, believing you shouldn't have children, believing you have to get rid of all cows and you can't have hamburgers for lunch and you can't have airplanes, you know, because everybody should use bullet trains like the one in California that to cut you down.
The one that doesn't exist? Yeah, that one.
There yeah, you go. Right. But basically, he wants to really bring out the fact that the Democrats are essentially switched to the Socialist Party. They are like socialists now. And some of them are coming out very honestly with their views that they're actually communists. And some of them are Marxists. I mean, these people are really radical. This is not a group of people that want to follow the Constitution. In fact, we know from sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, and lots of other examples, these people don't even want to follow the laws unless they happen to like the laws. And so Trump wants to make socialism a key issue because he thinks he's going to just devastate them. And by the way, I think he will, from what we can tell now. And then the funny thing is the Democrats are so foolish and so out of touch with the American people, they think that they're going to be able to talk people into wanting socialism. And that's part two. You remember we talked about the upcoming election and what's the strategy to beat Trump.
Right.
Part one is attack, you know, innuendos, fake news. Part two is sort of the Santa Claus strategy, or I also call it the free lunch strategy. They're going to see if they can get all the young kids in college to vote for a Democrat presidential candidate because of free tuition. And they think other people that don't like paying for their health insurance are going to want free Medicare for all. And they're going to want a free universal basic income, which, by the way, Finland tried. And I guess it's bankrupting them, so they had to give it up. And now I think Italy is trying it as well, and it's going to cost them $7 billion, I think, the first year.
I have never understood when you see these countries that follow other countries that fail. Right?
Yeah, right.
It fails. What are they going to do that's better? What are they going to do that's different?
Right. Well, that shows you how bright socialism is. No, so at any rate, the bottom line is their strategy is going to be, what can we give away to key groups? Like, how about reparations for slavery? Why are they doing that? Because more and more black Americans are supporting Donald Trump, and they're trying to bring them back by saying, we're going to give you reparations. Even though a lot of black people don't think they need it or want it, and don't even think it's moral, because, you know, if somebody treated somebody in their family as a slave 400 years ago, doesn't mean that somebody who's alive today should pay them a bounty for something that happened 400 years ago. I mean, we're going to go back and say, you know, somebody hit somebody over the head with a mace during the Middle Ages, so we should compensate them now? I mean, the theory behind it is crazy, and the Democrats think they're going to buy their way into election victories, but they are not, especially since we see that people who seem like they're going along with socialism in some of these polls, when they later find out what it entails, the loss of freedom, the loss of prosperity, the fact that there is no free lunch, everybody's lunch has to be paid for somehow, all of a sudden they say, well, you know, I don't really want that free lunch after all. I'm not willing to give up my freedom of speech. I'm not willing to give up the Second Amendment. I'm not willing to give up other things in order to have the government babysit me and take care of me and give me everything for free.
Yeah, but free tastes so much better, doesn't it? No,
no, it doesn't. In fact, just think of Michelle Obama's lunches about how things tasted.
The kids
were like sick to their stomach. They couldn't get rid of the Democrats quick enough. And boy, it didn't take long for the Trump administration to turn around the food strategy of Michelle Obama.
Well, you know, I, when it comes to free stuff, I always say the same thing to people. When you're paying for it yourself, you take care of it better, right? If you're going to school and you have to pay money to go to school for an education, chances are you actually sit there and you'll study. I mean, you think about how you are in high school. You're not paying for anything. You don't really want to be there. You know, you get into college. What makes you think it's much different? If you're riding totally on grants, totally on scholarships, I mean, some kids work hard for some of those things, but when you get it for free, and I know some people that rode college for like 10, 12 years because basically they were going for nothing. Doesn't work, does it?
That's right. And by the way, another thing that really turns off these people who say they're for like Medicare for all is when they find out that socialized medicine, like England and Canada, for example, that the big S in socialized medicine stands for shortage and rationing, because there are people in the socialized medicine nations where you get a heart attack or you get some sort of urgent heart surgery in the U.S. would be done in 24 hours, they have to wait 6 months. And some of their people die waiting for the medical care. Because when everything is free, there aren't as many people working to do it for free, and there's more demand because everybody wants something, whether they need it or not, and it comes down to rationing because they don't have the money to supply enough, and they have a high demand, and so they're rationing and shortages are the normal thing you get with socialism. And when people hear that and say, oh, well, I did want free medical care, but I'm not willing to wait 6 months for a major surgery.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have friends from Canada that will tell you that that's true. And that's why they come across the border. A lot of times they come across the border to get the surgeries they need done here or even get the tests they need done here because they can't get them, as you say, in a timely manner up there. So,
that's right. And there are all sorts of examples of people who've come down into the U.S. from Canada who just can't stand waiting anymore for medical care. So they got free medical care. Yeah, sure. But you don't get it when you want it. You don't really have it if you can't access it. And see, the reality is if you tell somebody, do you want free this or that, they say yes. But if you say, are you willing to wait a year or two to get it, they say no.
No. All right. So where has socialism worked or almost worked? Anywhere on the planet?
Nowhere. In the history of recorded history, it hasn't worked. It has never worked. And in fact, socialism, where government essentially runs things, there's no wealth creation. In if you study economics and that, the only sector that can create wealth is the private sector. The only way government gets wealth is to take it away from the private sector, take it away from people that have it. And AOC, that Congress lady from New York, who is incompetent economically, and I think that's a very fair statement to say based on her words and that.
Didn't she go to college for economics? Doesn't she have a degree?
I understand she has a degree in economics, and I wonder what classes she took. Underwater basket weaving? I mean, I don't know what kind of economics she's taking because there are a lot of economists in the country that know a lot more than she's indicated she knows.
I get a kick. I really do get a kick out of all this because, again, she's got such a large following. People really, honestly believe in her. And I just think it's hilarious. I mean, look at the crowds that she draws. You know what I'm saying? So, look, we got to go to a quick break. When we come back, you know, again, you've got Congress that is fighting from within. I mean, the Dems are really splintered when it comes to what's going on in Congress. I want to talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. Lemire will still be with us after the break.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Look, at Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. He's an author, political analyst, an expert on forecast models. He's also written five books. You can catch him on TV and radio all over the place. I always appreciate when he spends time with me. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Great to be with you. I love your show.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Hey, we were talking about President Trump and his chances of winning in the next election, you know, but let's talk a little bit about the Congress and some of the more problems or issues that are going to face Congress in the future here.
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be an interesting 2020. The long-term conservative trends. Remember, I study long-term trends, which are 24 to 36 years, shorter-term trends, which are 2 to 8 years, and then dynamic trends that happen within 2 years of an election. And the long-term trends are conservative. They have been conservative for several decades, even though you wouldn't know that from the mainstream media. And what's going to happen is that we're going to have a further movement of the House and the Senate going conservative. We're going to have a few less, if you will, establishment Republican senators. We're going to have a few more conservative senators, giving us an even stronger majority, which is much more, you know, more conservative in the Senate. And on the House side, you got to remember what's happened. In the House in November 2018, the electorate was very mad at the establishment Republicans. They were sick of them because they didn't do enough to support their president. And so what they did is they allowed a lot of them to lose. And they would not fight, and they would not necessarily run a primary against them. And what we had were 49 establishment Republicans who were anti-Trump who lost their seats. Some were resignation. Some were retirements. Some actually ran and then just plain lost re-election. Okay, all of those had the effect of eliminating establishment Republicans. Now, there are some, if you will, socialist Democrats or Democrat socialists, whatever you want to call them, either way, who are in there now in Trump districts. So they are just sitting there thinking they had a big victory when they're about to lose. Because when Trump runs and he pulls the House, a lot of the socialist House seats back to his side to support him, it's going to be a conservative House. It's not going to stay the way it is. Pelosi's only got a job for 2 years, unless AOC takes it away from her first.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't just fly past that.
Yeah. Well, I don't really think that'll happen, but I'm just kind of making a little joke there because she's getting a lot of the press for the Democrats, and she's doing a great job to let people know how radical the Democrats are. She's helping to lose the House for the Democrats in 2020. But I think the House is going to be conservative in 2020. We're going to have a conservative Senate in the 2020 election. We're going to have Trump winning with over 360 electoral votes. Mitt Romney, I believe, will run on the independent ticket, on his own independent ticket, and he will not get one electoral vote that I can see. And I think in 2021, we're going to have a clear agenda for making the Supreme Court a little bit more conservative than it already is. We're going to have a lot of good conservative policies that will now pass the House, the Senate, and they'll be signed easily by Donald Trump.
Wow.
So we've got about another year to go, 20 months roughly, and we're going to see a whole lot more conservativeness. And if you think the liberals, I should say the radicals, the socialists, the communists, the Marxists are upset now, wait till they get blown away in 2020.
Oh, you know, from your mouth to God's lips, I hope you're right, because I got to tell you, I don't know if I can put up with five more years of investigate and impeach. It's making me nuts. You know, do your job. Do more than just try to invest. The fact that they issued, 81 letters looking for information against Trump. My God, I'm surprised. Did his hairdresser get one? I mean, I don't know.
Probably.
I'm checking it deeply.
Probably the hot dog vendor in front of Trump Tower got one.
That's right, because you never know the conversations they have out there. The newsstand guy, too, I'm sure it's the same thing. Listen, you're stuck right now. Well, maybe not you, but there are over 1,000 people that are stuck in Colorado because of the blizzard terrible storm.
In Colorado Springs.
Yeah, it's that whole global warming, climate change, cooling thing that's going on. We were kind of joking about that during the break. And it's really funny. When we're in a drought, it's because of global climate cooling. When we're having snowstorms, it's because of global cooling and climate. My God, when is somebody going to actually step up? When are you going to actually have a group of scientists come forward and go, okay, wait a minute, stop. This is out of control.
Well, they've done that. Over the years, lots of scientists have come out individually. Some have come out in groups and have clearly indicated what I would tell you, too, because part of the way I put myself through college was I did some modeling, because that's my field, you know, related to the climate. And so I know how it's done. I know how you make assumptions, and there are lots of assumptions in those kind of long-range models. It is easy to change the outcome, and to be, you know, intellectually honest is very difficult in a complex problem such as the entire, you know, world climate. I mean, that's a really tough thing with a lot of built-in places for assumptions. You tweak those assumptions, you can get any results you want. And I think that for funding purposes, which are based on political purposes and control that some of these people want to have over the economies of different countries, I think the models have been just plain off. And I think there's a lot of evidence they've been off. And I think you'll see that there are lots of books written and lots of good, solid scientists who will not throw away their reputation. They'll be intellectually honest, and they will not do it to get more research grants or more money. So global warming, I think, is just plain dishonest.
Well, yeah, and when you see, I mean, look at the people making money from this thing. That's number one. Look at what's going on with the people that are pushing it. You know, and I know people are tired of hearing it, but the reality is they're taking private planes. They live in these massive houses. Their carbon footprint is probably 50 times bigger than any one person that I know. And yet they still spew it out, and people still swallow it, which is why sometimes when you say we're going to take this or we're going to win that, I'm thinking, my God, you really have a you have a lot of hope and trusted people. You are a very optimistic man, my friend.
I'm optimistic, and I think it's because I see the trends, and the trends are up and to the right. They're looking good. And by the way, these people who, you know, spout global warming or global cooling or climate change, and everybody's supposed to drop everything they're doing and, you know, live in a cave, you know, they don't turn around and live in a cave and drop everything. They just live like normal. You know, AOC took a plane down to the Texas conference, that the South by Southwest conference in Texas. She didn't take a train. She didn't walk. She burned up carbon to get there. And that's because they know it doesn't matter. They know that they're not doing anything to hurt the climate. I mean, if they really believe that stuff, they are really naive. I don't believe they believe it. I think it's just strictly they're after power to control the economy.
Yeah, you know what? Again, I agree with you. This way, it's like everything else. When you have that kind of money flowing through the system, somebody's going to figure out how to get their fingers into the pot, you know, pull a few bucks out for themselves. It's never going to stop when it comes to that. And the scientists, the way you already know this, the way they deal with it, the colleges and such, is it's with grant money. I mean, these colleges, these places, they lose major, massive bucks if they don't toe the line of what the government or what have you is pushing. So until you take the money out of it, it's going to be very hard to get people to shift their mindset, to shift the way they think about these things. So
that's right.
Yeah. Again, I want to say to you, we have a President Trump in 2020. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. He'll be reelected easily.
Easily. God, I love you. I mean, I believe in you telling the truth. You know, and again, what about the, I got a quick minute left here, and I've been on some people that are talking about running again. If they don't embrace Trump, if these Congress people and what have you, and I'm not talking about Trump, but his policies, won't they get blown away? Won't they get kicked out?
Absolutely. What do you think happened to those 49 establishment Republicans? What happened to Jeff Flake in the Senate? What happened to Barb Corker in the Senate? They didn't even run because they knew they were going to lose because they're running against the American voter.
Yep.
You're going to lose. And that's why the Democratic Party's in big trouble, because the American voter does not want socialism, Marxism, or communism.
Well, here's how it goes.
The people who don't support Trump are looking to find a new job.
Quickly tell people where they can, you know, find information on you, get to your website, that kind of thing.
GreatNewsForAmerica.com. GreatNewsForAmerica.com. You can also go to Amazon. I've got lots of books there. That's an easy place to find books.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Hey, everybody, have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. God bless. And we will catch you tomorrow. We'll be here tomorrow. Hopefully you will, too.